经文是但以理书三章十九到二十七节。当时尼布甲尼撒怒气填胸，向沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥变了脸色，吩咐人把窑烧热，比平常更加七倍，又吩咐他军中的几个壮士将沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥捆起来扔在烈火的窑中。这三个人穿着裤子、内袍、外衣和别的衣服，被捆起来扔在烈火的窑中。因为亡命紧急，窑又甚热，那台沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥的人都被火焰烧死了。沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥这三个人都被捆着落在烈火的窑中。那时尼布甲尼撒王惊奇，急忙起来对谋士说，我捆起来扔在火里的不是三个人吗？他们回答说，王啊，是的。王说，看啊，我看见有四个人并没有捆绑，在火中游行，也没有受伤，那第四个的相貌好像神子。于是尼布甲尼撒就进烈火的窑门说，至高神的仆人沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥出来，上这里吧。沙德拉、米煞、亚伯尼哥就从火中出来了。那些总督、钦差、巡抚和王的谋士一同聚集来看这三个人，见火无力伤他们的身体，头发也没有烧焦，衣裳也没有变色，并没有火燎的气味。这是神的话语。
Thank you to Verona.
谢谢 Verona.
Thank you to Pastor Alvin.
谢谢 Alvin 牧师。
It's good to see more children at 9:30.
我们看到这里有越来越多小孩子，真的很感恩。
Thank you to Pastor Doris.
谢谢 Pastor Doris 的祷告。
Thank you to Kwan for playing the organ this morning.
谢谢 Kwan 为我们弹奏风琴。
And there's Tony and Connie at the back there doing the audio visual. Thank you.
也谢谢 Tony 和 Audio 在后面为我们控制音响。
Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you. 谢谢翻译。
I would not forget you.
Thank you.
If the young adults are going out for dinner, I want to be a young adult again.
因为今天晚上青少年组要出去聚餐，我也会参加，因为我还很年轻。
How many of you want to be a young adult again?
如果你们觉得自己年轻的话，也尽可以参加。
In my high school, every student was expected to join the Air, Navy, or Sea Cadets for 2 years.
我的高中要求所有的学生都要去空军或者海军那里训练两年。
This sounds more exciting than it was.
这个听上去很威风，但实际上并不是。
I soon became fed up of assault courses.
我很快就受够了要学习格斗。
Or marching drills.
练习乐队，列队演习。
Or even shooting rifles.
我们还要学习怎么用步枪射击。
So I learned to play the bugle in less than 2 weeks.
所以我在不到两个礼拜的时间里就快快学会了吹喇叭。
And joined the cadet band.
然后我就参加了军乐队。
However, all cadets had to attend a 2-week camp on a British military base.
可是即使在军乐队里面，我们还是要要求去参加两个礼拜的集训。
One morning at the camp, we were taken to the top of a 200-foot cliff.
有一天早上，我们一起被带到一个200尺高的悬崖边上。
To learn to rappel.
去学习速降。
To descend the cliff face by rope.
速降就是把全身挂在一根绳索上面，从悬崖上降下来。
Now I had never done this before.
我从来没有试过这个。
And I was the first in line.
而且我还排在队伍里面的第一个。
So I put on a harness.
所以我就穿上安全装备。
A safety rope was attached.
绑上那个安全绳索。
And all the other cadets were watching.
然后我其他的学生就在周围围着看着我。
The instructor asked me to stand on the edge of the cliff.
教练叫我站在悬崖的边上。
And then he told me to lean back.
让他叫我把身子往后仰，探出去。
Until I was almost horizontal to the cliff face.
一直到我的身体差不多完全悬空，跟悬崖水平为止。
And then he told me to take my hands off the rope.
然后他叫我把手从绳索上面松开。
And he told me to sing the national anthem.
然后在这种情况下，他要我唱英国国歌。
Now, I cannot remember if this was one of the most exhilarating moments in my life.
我不知道这应该算是我人生当中最激动的一刻。
Or one of the most terrifying.
还是让我最害怕的一刻。
I remember that I forgot one line of the national anthem.
但是我知道我当时已经忘记怎么唱国歌了。
But my life was in the hands of the instructor.
所以当时我将我的性命完全交托在教练的手中。
In the hands of the safety rope.
我也完全就依靠这根绳索。
And the harness.
还有我身上的那些安全装备。
I stood on the edge of that cliff, leaned out, and trusted.
我站在悬崖边，把身体探出去，就是因为我相信这些东西可以保护我。
The story in Daniel chapter 3 is one of the most famous in the Bible.
在但以理书三章讲述的是圣经里最著名的故事之一。
Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian emperor, builds an enormous golden statue.
巴比伦的皇帝尼布甲尼撒造了一个巨大的金像。
And when the music plays, everybody must bow and worship the statue.
每当音乐响起的时候，所有人都要停下手中的事，向那个金像跪拜。
But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refuse to worship the statue.
但是这三个年轻人沙德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥拒绝拜那个金像。
Nebuchadnezzar is so angry he has them thrown into a furnace.
为此尼布甲尼撒大大的恼火，就把他们三个人扔进了烈火的窑中。
No God can save them, he thinks.
他觉得肯定没有任何神可以救他们了。
But God saves them.
但是父神救了他们。
Daniel chapter 3 is about taking a stand for God and trusting God.
但以理书三章讲的就是我们要为神站稳立场，总是信靠他。
It's not just a story from years ago.
这不仅仅只是一个几千年前的故事而已。
This is a story for us today.
这对我们今天也同样适用。
How do we stand for Jesus?
我们如何为主耶稣站稳立场呢？
First, we realize that we stand within a challenging context.
首先就是我们要意识到我们现在所处的环境是非常有挑战性的。
Our culture pressures us to conform to its values and beliefs.
现在世界上的文化会给我们压力，让我们来顺应世俗的价值观和流行的观点。
This is what is happening in Daniel chapter 3.
这也是但以理书三章当时的时代背景。
20 years have passed.Since Daniel chapter 2.
那个时候距离但以理书二章讲述的事情已经过去二十年。
And Nebuchadnezzar has forgotten the dream about the empires being crushed by the rock.
尼布甲尼撒已经忘记他曾经做过的那个梦，就是预兆很多帝国会被一块石头打碎。
He has become arrogant and proud.
他变得非常的骄傲自大。
So arrogant and proud that he imposes state-controlled religion.
他是如此的骄傲，所以他就推行了一个由政府主导的宗教。
That's what the golden statue is about.
这也是为什么他建造了一个巨大的金像。
People can believe what they want in private.
在私底下，人们可以选择自己想所相信的。
But in public, they must bow before Nebuchadnezzar's authority.
但是在公开场合，他们必须向尼布甲尼撒王的势力跪拜。
And so what happens?
那么接下来呢？
Nebuchadnezzar suppresses public opposition.
所以尼布甲尼撒就开始镇压民众的反抗。
And requires public conformity.
然后强迫所有的人都必须顺从。
Somebody once joked, "What happens when you mix manure with ice cream?"
曾经有人开玩笑说，如果你把冰淇淋和粪便混在一起，会怎么样
？Well, nothing happens to the manure.
粪便是没有什么改变。
But you would not want to taste the ice cream.
但是你绝对不想再去尝那个冰淇淋了。
The ice cream is absorbed and then transformed.
因为冰淇淋被粪便吸收同化。
And it ceases to be ice cream.
所以它就不再是冰淇淋了。
So whether it's Nebuchadnezzar,
所以不管是尼布甲尼撒
or liberal democracy,
还是自由民主制度
or communism,
或者是共产主义
or nationalist religion,
或者是政府主导的国教
such as the rise of Hinduism in India,
比如现在在印度就有印度教势力抬头
this is what happens.
一定会产生这样的结果
Any faith that doesn't conform is pressured until it loses its uniqueness.
任何不肯顺从的信仰都会被打压，直到丧失它的唯一性。
It becomes like that ice cream with the manure.
就好像那个跟粪便混在一起的冰淇淋一样。
And it's there in our culture.
其实这个也存在我们现在的环境当中。
How many of us have heard people say all religions lead to God?
你们肯定很多人都听过这样说法，所有宗教都差不多，都带向神。
And yet we believe in the uniqueness of Jesus Christ.
然而并不是，因为我们相信耶稣基督是唯一的，不可替代的。
He alone is the way of salvation.
只有他是唯一的救赎之路。
Acts chapter 4 verse 12 says, Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved.
使徒行传四章十二节说道，除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间，没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Degrading the uniqueness of Jesus can happen in our own lives too.
削弱主耶稣的唯一性也可以发生在我们的生命当中。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego know that God forbids idol worship.
沙德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥知道神禁止偶像崇拜。
Exodus 20 verses 4 and 5 says, You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them.
出埃及记二十章四到五节说到，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天、下地、地底下和水中的百物，不可跪拜那些像。
We degrade Christ's uniqueness when we make other things into idols.
当我们把别的事物当成我们生命当中的偶像中心的时候，我们就削弱了主耶稣的唯一性。
Following Jesus demands commitment.
因为跟随耶稣要求我们全身心的投入。
In Matthew 6 verse 24, Jesus says, No one can serve two masters.
在马太福音六章二十四节里面，耶稣说到，一个人不能侍奉两个主。
So who or what has taken the place of Jesus as Lord in our lives?
那我们生命当中有没有什么人或者事物取代了耶稣成为主，成为中心呢？
Money?
是不是金钱呢？
Family?
家庭吗？
Education?
教育？
National identity?
国民身份吗？
Social media?
是社交媒体吗？
Our cell phones?
我们的手机
Sport,
运动
our job,
我们的工作
our physical image or good looks,
我们的个人形象外表
our plans or ambitions,
我们对未来的远大计划野心
Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was martyred by the Nazis, said this.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer 在纳粹占领时期为信仰殉道
When Christ calls someone, he bids him come and die.
他说过，当基督呼召我们的时候，是要我们愿意为了跟随他而去死。
We die to self.
我们为了我们向我们自己的老我去死。
So we stand within a challenging context.
所以我们要知道，我们所处的环境是很有挑战性的。
Our culture wants us to deny the lordship of Jesus.
现在的世俗文化时刻要我们拒绝承认耶稣是主。
And there are many idols to tempt us to push Jesus off the throne of our lives.
还有各种的偶像诱惑我们把主耶稣从生命中心的王座上面拉下来。
But Daniel chapter 3 calls us to reaffirm that Jesus is Lord.
但是但以理书三章重申了我们要确定耶稣是唯一的主。
But second, we stand with confident trust.
第二点就是我们是凭坚定的信心来站稳立场。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's reply to Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 2:17-18 must be one of the most powerful statements ever said.
但以理书三章十七十八节里，沙德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥给尼布甲尼撒的回答是最有力的信心宣告。
If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it.And he will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up.
他们说，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手，既或不然，王，你当知道，我们也绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
Martin Luther King once said this.
马丁·路德金曾经说过，
The minute you conquer the fear of death, at that moment you are free.
当你战胜对死亡的恐惧的那一刻，你就是真正获得自由的那一刻。
On February the 10th, 1973, in Uganda, three men were to be executed by firing squad.
在1973年2月10日，乌干达有三个人马上就要被执行死刑了。
A crowd of 3,000 people gathered to watch.
当时大概有3000个人围着围观。
Ugandan Bishop Festo Kivengiri had permission to speak to the men before the execution.
乌干达的主教 Festo Kivengiri 获准在行刑前和这个三个人做一次交谈。
But what could he say?
可是他说什么好呢？
He expected the men to be full of fear or anger.
他以为这几个人会充满了愤怒或者害怕。
But they were overcome with joy.
可是他们却竟然充满了喜乐。
One of them burst out.
有一个人大声地说，
Bishop, thank you for coming.
主教大人，谢谢你来看我们。
I've asked the Lord Jesus to come into my heart.
我已经叫耶稣基督进入我的心中。
He came in and forgave me for all my sins.
他已经来了，并且赦免了我所有的罪。
Heaven is now open, and there is nothing between me and God.
现在天国已经向我敞开，没有什么阻隔我和神之间了。
The soldiers in the firing squad could not believe the fearlessness of these men.
行刑队的士兵不敢相信这些人表现出来的毫无畏惧。
As the soldiers raised their guns, the three men looked at the crowd and started to wave.
当士兵举起枪来的时候，这三个人看向围观的群众，向他们挥手。
The three men died knowing that nothing could separate them from God's love.
这三个人清楚地知道，没有什么可以把他们和神的爱隔绝，就是带着这个信心，他们可以站稳立场，勇敢赴死。
They stood with confident trust.
他们是坚定地相信这一点。
We too have confident trust.
我们自己也要秉持这样坚定的信心。
Today is Ascension Sunday.
今天是升天节主日。
It's the Sunday that follows Ascension Day.
就是升天节之后的第一个主日。
Which was last Thursday.
升天节呢，是刚刚过去的礼拜四。
40 days after the resurrection, Jesus returned to his heavenly Father.
那就是复活节之后40天，是耶稣升天回到天父身边的日子。
He occupied his rightful triumphant position.
在那里，主耶稣得到了他应有的得胜的地位。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 20 to 21 reminds us that God raised Jesus from the dead.
以弗所书1章20到21节提醒我们，神使耶稣基督从死里复活。
And seated him.At his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come.
叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过。
The ascension.Declares that Jesus is Lord over all things forever.
升天宣告了主耶稣是万有之首，直到永远。
And we believe in the ascension.
我们也相信主耶稣确实升天了。
Christ is triumphant.
因为基督已经得胜。
We stand with confident trust because he sits with ultimate authority.
我们靠着坚定的信心可以站稳立场，因为基督坐着为王，他有最终的权柄。
And third, we stand because Christ stands with us.
第三点，我们可以站立的主，是因为基督与我们同在。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are pushed into the furnace.
沙德拉、米沙、亚伯尼哥被丢进了火窑。
But in Daniel chapter 3, verse 25, Nebuchadnezzar exclaims this.
但是但以理三章二十五节，尼布甲尼撒说
：“Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods.
他说，看啊，我见有四个人，并没有捆绑，在火中游行，也没有受伤，那第四个人的样子好像神子。
Christ is with us.
基督是与我们同在的。
Many of us face difficulty and struggle wondering where God is.
很多时候我们在困境中挣扎，那个时候我们就会怀疑说，神啊，你在哪里？
And our circumstances can feel like a furnace.
而我们生活的环境就好像一个火窑。
If this is you, hear God's word today.
如果这时候是你现在的处境，那么来听一听神的话语吧。
God says this to you today.
神今天就在这里对你这么说。
I will meet you in the furnace.
我会亲自来到火窑中与你同在。
I will meet you in the furnace.
我会亲自来到火窑当中。
How can we be sure?
那我们怎么确定这是真的呢？
Because Christ went to the cross.
因为基督为我们上了十字架。
He went to the darkest place for our sin.
他为了我们的罪去到了最黑暗的地方。
He suffered the most desolate death for our sin.
他为了我们的罪经历了最孤独凄凉的死亡。
He's been in the furnace and he has triumphed.
他也去过火窑，而且他已经得胜。
Isaiah 43 verse 2 says, When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned.
以赛亚书43:2说道，你从水中经过，我必与你同在。你淌过江河，水必不漫过你。你从火中经过，必不被烧。火焰也不着在你身上。
We stand because Christ has gone before us.
我们可以站立得住，因为基督在前面为我们开路。
Because Christ is with us.
因为基督与我们同在。
And because Christ has triumphed.
因为基督已经得胜。
The Eiffel Tower is one of the most recognizable landmarks on the planet.
法国的埃菲尔铁塔是世界上最著名的景观之一。
But when it was built, there was ferocious opposition.
可是当初它在造的时候曾 遭遇强烈的反对。
A group of leading French artists and writers filed a petition.
当时法国文化和艺术界的一群精英签订了抗议书。
This said, In the name of French taste, we protest.Against this useless and monstrous Eiffel Tower.
他们说到，我们以法国历史和艺术受到威胁的名义，反对建造这个无用的钢铁怪物。
In 1889, the Eiffel Tower was condemned.
在1889年的时候，埃菲尔铁塔被众人反对。
But today, it is praised.
但是今天，它被众人称赞。
It reminds us that what matters.Is not the opinions of others.
这就提醒我们，别人的意见并不重要。
Or the pressure of our culture, or from those around us.
世俗文化或者周围人给我们的压力也不重要。
Or the threat of opposition.
或者反对的威胁也不重要。
Even fiery furnaces.
甚至火窑都不要紧。
What matters is holding on to what we believe.
最重要的是我们持守自己的信仰。
We take a stand and trust the Lord.
我们信靠神，为神站稳立场。
And He will never forsake us.
因为他永远不会离弃我们。
Amen.
Amen.
We are going to sing a hymn that reminds us that Christ is ascended.